Happy birthday, Gary. Happy birthday, Gary. Happy birthday, nobody cares.
Happy birthday, Gary.
You ain't gonna get no presents from Sean, Brad, or me.
Yep.
Probably not.
You just let us know when the music stops.
Okay, the music stopped.
Is it stopped? Yeah. Oh, man.
Sorry.
Happy birthday, Gary.
Happy birthday, Gary.
Happy birthday, Gary.
No, it's fine.
Are you nervous? I'm a little nervous today about this.
Really?
Are you? Why?
Feeling a lot of stress about the subject matter.
Is it because of your date? Are you nervous because you got a wife date? He's got a date with his wife. He loves his wife.
No, I don't. No, guys. No, guys, stop it. I hate her.
You love your wife so much.
Who am I? I love
Mark?
You.
No! Stop it, guys! No, stop it, guys! Just the other day, I said, "You leave me alone, lady." And she wasn't here, but I think she felt it.
Mark, you are so wife whipped.
I know.
Do you want to borrow a condom for your date?
No, I got plenty.
Look at his face. He's nervous.
Oh, boy.
Yes.
What else has been going on?
For all the listeners at home, we're recording way earlier than we ever have.
Yeah.
It's like
the sun is up.
28.
The light is out.
This is post
this is weird.
Daylight changing time.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
I feel awkward.
Daylight changing time.
Yeah. Daylight changing.
Sounds like the sun dropped a load in its pampers.
What a
load.
What a horde. The whole idea. It's for farmers, isn't it?
Well, sure.
I think it's also in theory, it's for energy consumption.
Yeah,
what? We're supposed to use less lights because
we're asleep.
Because there's...
Then why don't we just leave it that way? Just leave it.
That's my thing, is why don't we just go along with
light change? I don't know.
Yeah.
Guys,
Indiana doesn't do it.
Yeah.
I'm no scientist.
Turn off your street lights.
I don't know if you could tell, but I'm not a scientist.
You kind of look like...
Wait a minute. No, Benjamin Franklin came up with it. He loves electricity. He'd have wanted to...
I don't think there was a shortage back when in his day. They
only
had
like 10 electricities.
They had one Duracell battery.
He made it out of a key in a jar. What a fucking asshole.
I love Ben Franklin.
No, he's one of my favorite founding fathers.
Yeah?
He's right up there. He got syphilis and died.
Wow.
He also invented bifocals.
He did. He invented the Franklin stove.
Great.
He invented a lot of shit.
He invented the Franklin Mint.
Great quote from him.
He invented
get syphilis and die, but don't die and get syphilis, right?
Yeah, isn't that? It sounds like something he said.
He wanted the turkey to be the bird of America.
Yes,
yeah.
And not
great
the eagle.
Idea.
He said the early bird gets the syphilis.
He actually said it's a republic if you can keep it.
A penny saved is a penny you can use towards your painful syphilis.
Now, does syphilis hurt, Sean?
I've never had any venereal disease.
I'm glad we got that out.
Syphilis is still real. It's not like polio, right?
It's still out there.
Still real.
Yeah, it still exists.
Didn't Al Capone die of syphilis as well?
He did, but that was in the 20s, wasn't it?
Al Capone?
Al Capone Scarface. Not Al Pacino.
Not Al Pacino. Yeah, I don't understand this acting. They play a different person?
Wait a minute. No, because he's a gangster. He's Scarface. And another movie, he's...
What?
Michael Corleone, a totally different gangster, but still very gangster.
What movie does he go, hoo-ah?
That's all of them.
Yeah.
Toy Story.
Which movie does he play Al Pacino in?
Because she had a great ass! Thank you, Al.
I like that one where he plays Al Pacino as maybe a Mexican? I don't know. Some kind of...
Blind Al Pacino. Oh, boy.
Give him an Oscar. He's blind.
Hoo-ah!
He looked just like a blind guy.
He's staring off into space all cuckoo.
Let me tell you something, Senator.
He's got the googly eyes, just like a blind guy. Oh man.
Boy,
ooh, this is sad news.
Uh-oh.
What?
May not mean anything to you.
Alex Chilton.
He's dead.
Died.
You said that out to before I did.
And then, guys, crazy.
I can't believe he's doing this to me.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it. Alex Chilton died.
Sad news.
Who died?
Alex Chilton.
He was a big star.
He was on Family Ties.
And my brother just wrote me a letter.
You're thinking of Boner.
I'm thinking of Alex P. Keaton.
You're thinking of...
Alex Kendig passed away.
Well, man. We can only hope and pray. Oh, whoa. Wow. Sean. Why did you say that?
I'm sorry.
In my voice.
I don't like him. That's why.
Oh, we all love him.
Yeah, Chilton's dead. But I mean, are you surprised?
No, I'm not surprised.
He's a rock and roller,
still
man.
Don't know who he is. Are you talking about that retardo guy? Or Reatard?
No, that's Jay Retard.
Jay Reatard died.
Who?
He's some...
Is that a real person?
Jay Retard. He's like a punk... He's like a rocker.
Oh, I have no idea.
He died.
No, Alex Chilton, though. No. Yeah. He was in a band called Big Star. They... You know that song that's on the beginning of that 70s show? Yeah.
How do you talk to an angel?
No.
No, that's Aerosmith.
That's Cheap Trick.
Cheap Trick covered the song Big Star.
Cheap Trick doesn't do
they
covers.
They don't do covers. They're no Peter Gabriel.
Don't get me started.
No Peter Gabriel.
Sean is so mad at Peter Gabriel right now.
I don't blame him.
It's like he quit Genesis all over again.
I'm a big Peter Gabriel fan.
He is a big Peter Gabriel fan.
And then I wait 10
since
years.
Since when?
I've been a big Peter Gabriel fan for a long time.
Okay, so?
Since the Genesis.
So?
Hey.
This is between you and us.
Hey, he did it.
What?
So?
I'm just saying, if you're going to make me wait 10 years for an album, don't make it an album full of covers.
I like covers.
With an orchestra and like single notes on them. I don't want to listen to that.
I think you should do covers if you're in a band, but it should be your B-side of something else. No. You know?
I like
maybe one cover. Like Faith No More. One cover, an album. That's all we got to do.
War Pigs.
Yep, War Pigs.
What was the cover?
Midnight Cowboy was a cover.
Okay.
I Started a Joke.
That's a cover?
That's a cover.
Of what?
I Started a Joke. That started the whole world. I don't know who
wrote
that.
Easy.
Well, that was all
Easy
covers.
Like the Sunday Morning.
No, it wasn't.
No.
It
was, yeah.
That was an EP, though. That was just four songs in that one.
It was. Didn't they do it for a movie?
I don't know what they
Bill and Ted
did it for. God damn it. You got me.
Did they?
Did he just get me?
I don't know.
He probably
they might
did.
Have.
He might be serious.
I have to assume he's
I can
me.
Never
no,
tell.
No, no, no. It was about that time frame when it
his
came out.
His head. His got Tweety Birds floating around his fucking head because he's going on a date with his wife that he loves.
You're.
I don't. Guys, I don't love her.
Your
okay?
wedding day must have been so. Did she even know?
I can't remember that part.
You. You said I do, and did she even know if you were telling the truth?
She was like, come on, seriously.
Seriously. Are we,
no, I do.
She didn't think I was going to show up.
Really?
Oh, no.
I made her wait an hour at the Justice of the Peace.
You got married on a boat.
The love boat.
Skinny flew.
Oh, man.
You what get, else is going
you
on?
You guys
this
aren't
is
married.
Good chatting.
You guys aren't married.
No one would have us.
Mm-mm. Sure.
No.
As soon as they pass that gay law thing, you guys
hey,
are.
Hey, wait a minute.
But.
What gay law? Butt sex? What?
But what?
We're not.
Hey guys,
we're not,
all right.
Is there any is there anything we want to talk about before we launch into
we're not gay.
Which is better? We're not gay, guys.
Well,
by
no,
the way,
not with each other.
We're single.
We're
single straight men.
We're gonna probably turn prison gay pretty soon.
Yeah,
just because
out of necessity.
Not much else going on.
Yeah, it's pretty.
It's not gay if it's out of necessity.
It's not gay if no one knows.
It's not gay if you can't get a girl. It's just you're. You know, you're young. You got
look,
hormones.
Look.
You have needs.
We're
tried.
Young men. We're young, 18-year-old
frivolous.
Men. Frivolous.
Is that a real word?
It's a hard a choice.
I feel like I made it up. So like some kind of shake like you'd have at like a knockoff fast food.
Yeah.
Let me get a strawberry frivolous.
heterosexual sex with a big fat girl or gay sex with Sean. That's a... That's a
it's
tough
win-win.
One.
Win-win. I mean, why decide?
That's a tough
why
one.
Not do both?
Well, yeah.
Why does every three-way have the worst of both worlds?
Get yourself a Venn diagram, man.
Yeah.
A who?
Boom. Fat girl.
Fat girls.
Actually,
dude, if I could fucking flip a switch and like fat girls, my life would be...
He's told me this many times.
It would be so...
Why?
Because if they love me. And people think I love them. I don't know, like, you know, Nona... Yeah. Friend of the show.
I can't believe we're talking about her on the air.
I'll talk about her. I tried going out with her about 50 times, and she knew her.
She's not fat, is she?
No, she's not fat, okay. But this is what I'm saying, is I called her one day, and she was like, I don't want to say the name of the person, but she was like, we'll come up with a name, Margaret. She's like, well, you know, why don't you come over? Margaret's here. I'm like, are you trying to... And Margaret's this huge, disgusting fat person, right? I'm like, what the fuck do you mean, Margaret's here? What are you setting me up with? Is that who you think... What is she, a 3? On a scale of 1 to 10, you... Oh.
She's a 300.
Yeah, it's like if I'm like, oh, come on over. Rob Haynes is here. Maybe you can come, maybe you can fuck him. I love Rob, but he's a fat guy, right?
Okay. He's fat.
And that's what I'm saying is like, I wouldn't be like, hey.
So you're strictly attracted to people based on how they looked and not who they are as a person.
Strictly, pretty much.
And that's why you'll remain.
I mean, that's an element. Well, I guess.
Forever.
So. Yeah. I need to learn how to look past people's disgusting bodies.
Yeah, looks don't mean anything.
Maybe I can talk to your wife about how. You do that because,
man,
you're beautiful. I'm sorry. You were a lot more beautiful in your wedding photo. Though.
No, I had a big head. Like, my body grew into my head.
Your head was longer back then. I don't know. It was much
longer. Long head.
I think like the way I look now better than I did when I was 21.
Why?
I just look like a giant goofball. Like a horse farmer of some sort.
Horse farmer.
That's what I look like.
I've never heard that description of a person.
Plant horses and you grow
horses. You look like a horse farmer.
You should get your mustache back because that was a good fucking look. Right?
You know what? I like the mustache. The wife doesn't like it anymore. She really? Likes the goatee.
The goatee. Yeah, that's not the same.
The mustache, when I wore it, it was in style. Now it's kind of like a joke. Like kinda. Nobody seriously wears
I had a mustache in high school, which I regret, but you know.
I had it. I don't regret it.
Can't
Sean,
do it.
Sean will get a mustache
Can't
one day.
Do it.
Sean,
my mustache will never grow in.
His mustache is on his neck.
I'm sorry.
It's thin. It's white.
Ew. It's pretty crappy.
It's pretty gross.
What are you, some kind of caterpillar?
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, yeah.
Does that hurt?
Fucking asshole.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to call you a caterpillar.
I went ahead and went, oh, I was assuming it was going to be a good singer. No. It's like I'm Pavlovianly conditioned to think Mark's going to say something
That's
funny.
That's true.
And then he says caterpillar.
Well, it's really referring to the farm machinery, not the animal. It's a company. They make tractors and trailers.
I'm like
the
machinery?
Yeah. You're like...
You're a backhoe.
You're like a company that makes machinery. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Not a furry thing that looks like a mustache.
You're an international conglomerate.
Hey, guys.
Let's do it.
I think we've wasted enough
fucking
time.
I'm like a
bobcat. I'm not like... You're like a... You're like a backhoe. Yeah.
Backhoe.
That's what I said.
Yeah, you're like a... Oh, did you say it?
I don't know any other. Do you know any other machines?
Bulldozer?
Bulldozer.
Ooh.
Crane is one, yeah.
Take a dump truck.
What is that?
Yeah,
thing?
A claw.
That's the thing with the claw.
You're a human claw. Yeah, the grabber.
That grabs.
Yeah.
Grabs a toy and then drops it.
I remember their cartoons where it had eyes and it would eat things.
Oh, yeah. What is that called?
LSD.
The grabby thing.
LSD.
Devastator's arm.
Devastator.
Devastator's right arm.
Destroyer.
All right.
It's time to do it.
We better cut to our music.
Are you ready? Well, I'm going to tell you what.
Intro.
I'm going to tell you which is better. And then we're gonna have. I'm gonna say which is better.
Okay.
Then we'll do the song. Then we'll launch into which is better. All right.
Okay.
Hey guys.
What, Brad?
Which is better?
I don't know.
RoboCop.
Uh oh.
Versus Terminator.
Whoa.
Yeah.
My DVD hit me, my car alarm turned on and shit me. Now I'm doing the poopy dance, cause robots made me poop my pants. Robots rise, take control, remote control of the human soul. Electric sockets in my armpits, my brand new jeans smell like dog shit. My dirty old sneakers have a USB. That's how robots controlling me.
Robots rise and take control, remote control of the human soul. Robots rise and take control, remote control of the human soul.
Scary robots made me poop my jeans. Scary robots that I'm making a scene. They've got lasers and metal jaws. They're killing my whole family, y'all. They made a whore out of my sister. Now every
belongs. They slapped my mom and grabbed my frog, threw it in a blender. Now I wanna end it. The robot attacking, I can't defend it. It's like Judgment Day or Transformers with Michael Bay. Robots are gay.
Robots rise and take control. Remote control of the human soul. Robots rise and take control. Remote control of the human soul.
Satellite dish makes me twitch. Robots store up all of my piss. Keep it in cans. Use it as oil. Human pee. Sparks tin foil. Robots smash up my control. Now I have no place to go.
Robots rise and take control.
Wow. Yeah.
Control.
Yeah.
Berserk.
Berserk.
WeBeDoomed.com. That's where I need to go for that, right?
Yeah. That's the talented Sean Parrott. And Sean Parrott.
Sean Parrott.
What about John Bradley?
And John
Bradley. Oh, he wasn't on that track.
No. And I listened to it.
And you listened to it.
So that's part of it.
And it's famous now.
Oh, guys. So which is better? RoboCop versus Terminator. Right off top of your head. Who's better? Mark.
RoboCop.
Sean.
He's being...
Well, we can't all pick Terminator.
Listen.
I'm actually on the fence. Oh, really? 50-50
this is the way
the
I
fence.
Feel.
All right.
I think Terminator is probably better, but I like RoboCop more.
I think that's, this is I the think difference. That's how I feel. This is the difference. I think that when I say that, Sean thinks of the movies, and I think of them like they're real. And I don't know what you think, but.
Well, I mean, when you say.
Because my first question is this. Better movie. Who had a better movie of these two guys?
Well, the RoboCop movies were kind of cornballish.
Were, even when they were, they were sort
this
of,
one's cornball, but
very
it's,
B
it's,
movie.
I'll buy that for a dollar.
But I feel like it's specifically, it's a knowing cornballish.
It owns itself. It owns its.
Old Paulie V. He knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
We're talking about the first movies. Because Terminator, first one was very. The soundtrack is all, and Arnold Schwarzenegger, and it's all real corny now by today's standard. Right. But even back then, I think RoboCop kind of allowed itself to be silly, like with the cutaways where they would do a commercial, that type of stuff.
They had
sort of
like
corny, but
it's very Quentin Tarantino.
No accident.
Yeah. Maybe.
No, maybe. I don't know.
Sure.
Who had a better part two?
Ooh,
wow.
T2 is probably the best.
T2.
Times better.
That was the best.
RoboCop 2.
That was the best out of all the movies.
RoboCop. Okay, but T2 did not have the drug nuke.
That's true.
or an 8-year-old crime lord.
Now, here's the thing, Brad. People who are in that movie probably don't remember that.
I don't think so. But it was nuke was like the little drug, and you stick it in your neck, and it's like. It's a made up drug. I loved made up drugs. The robot though, I don't know.
Yeah, the mean robot who fought him.
It was pretty good. That gets to the next question.
What's the robot in the first one? P90X? That one.
Yeah,
awesome.
That was just the it looked like a microphone. Awesome. The chicken walker thing. Yeah.
That one's super awesome. Actually was done by the same animators who did the chicken walkers.
Yeah, what a piece of crap. I loved it though.
Oh, it's so sweet. Mm. When it blows that guy away in the boardroom.
Yeah. It's like second request. Right. Yeah.
This that is how old good. I am. I saw RoboCop in the theater.
Wow.
No, that's how old
I
am.
I saw it as the midnight movie at the Belcourt Theater here in Nashville.
I saw it on TV.
I saw it first run, right out of the box.
Oh boy.
If you watch the director's cut, there's like an extra 2 or 3 seconds of blood flowing out, like fountains of blood flowing out of the guy.
Is that on Criterion? I may go pick that up just for that.
That's pretty good.
It is on Criterion.
That's
but it's
gotta be better.
It's OOP, man. It's out of print.
Oh man.
Can you Amazon it?
Is that more gory than Schwarzenegger cutting his own eyeball out in the sink.
It's more gory, but it's
not
more
as
up silly.
Close
and personal.
It's silly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, I see what you're saying.
But it's awesome.
Who had a better part two enemy? Which was better? The T2.
The T-1000 is incredible.
The liquid.
T-1000.
Who is comprised of teeny microscopic nanobots, making him a fluid. Thing.
He's so awesome.
Which somehow, to me, ruined the theory that you could only travel through time if you were made of flesh. That's why they had to send the Terminator back. And no guns. And then they send part two, the very next movie, they send a completely liquid metal guy. But that's beside the point.
James Cameron's not really known for his
script. I gotta tell you, no, he's not really worried about it. But the bad guy, RoboCop 2, The robot RoboCop 2
yeah.
was a badass robot.
It's pretty cool.
That if my brain was put in a robot, that would be.
He's no Johnny Five, but
he's not
Drugbot.
He's not, but he was pretty.
He was hooked on drugs.
He was fueled on nuke. He was fueled. He had a fucking gallon of drugs pumping into his nothing but brain. It was like it didn't get diluted in his flesh.
No,
it was just a.
Straight right in the brain.
You never saw it. Mark never saw it.
Did you see it? I don't remember any of this.
I should have brought it over.
Oh, man. We should have watched
it. It'd be like R2-D2 on meth.
It was
like
pretty badass. Sort of. He's a badass robot.
I got it at the house.
I'm going to say...
It's not good. I don't know why I have it. I don't like it.
Is it at the house right now?
I don't know,
but... It's at the house.
He's so kick-ass, but he's, black thing but he's not liquid. I don't know. Who's better?
T-1000's fucking awesome.
Okay, all right.
He can mimic people.
He makes swords and...
He could make swords, but goddammit, he didn't have like that little arc welding torch on his arm, and he didn't have a Max Headroom fucking face.
He didn't have an addiction.
That's a good point.
He didn't have a drug dealer's brain. Whose brain should we put in this thing? I know. How about a drugged out drug dealer?
Yeah.
Crime lord.
Who hates RoboCop most of all. Drug lords.
Hey, we should put him in charge of anything.
I wouldn't let that guy mow my lawn.
What would be...
Especially not as a robot.
How could we make this drug...
You're tearing your lawn apart.
How could we make this drug lord better? I know. Give him machine gun arms. All right. Who has a better name? RoboCop or Terminator?
Oh, man.
Those are both good
fucking names.
I mean, if you get killed, I mean, by this robot... You'd want to be killed by the Terminator. It kind of feels dumb being killed by somebody RoboCop. That kind of sounds like...
Yeah. They both sort of came into their... Because there's like robo stuff. As you know, when you make a joke, you're something's the, you know, the Shaunanator.
Mm-hmm.
Or like RoboMark.
Yeah.
You know? I'd like to see that fucking fight, right?
Wow.
The Shaunanator versus RoboMark. Maybe you could charcoal sketch it.
Wow.
I'm going to put that in my... spiral notebook comic book that I've been working on.
Right now, I'm 757 pages into this.
When I was a kid, I had a...
That's my impression.
Robo Wolf. It was a werewolf, cyborg werewolf that I would draw.
That's awesome.
It was pretty sweet. The concept was that there was a mad scientist who tried to make mythical creatures like unicorns and mermaids and shit like that.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And he would genetically fuse a wolf and a man. And the wolf would come out with like one gimpy arm and a fucked up eye. And he'd cut those parts off and put robo parts on.
Yeah.
And they were cyborg. Like,
that's awesome.
It was pretty cool. I should have kept working on that.
That's great. Can we just quit this podcast?
Let's just go. Mark, I want you to invest in my comic book idea.
Sure. I'll go buy a load of parchment paper. Is that what the kids are writing on these days?
Parchment, yes.
That's fine. Give me some.
That's what the kids are calling it these days. Parchment.
Some colored pencils and.
Ooh,
I'll get you a ream of cardstock.
There you go. That's all
ink.
I need. Just
you need
save.
Some ink.
Why a wolf though? I mean, you could pick any animal.
It was a werewolf.
Oh, werewolf.
It was like
I'm
a
sorry.
Wolf man, except so it was Robo Wolf. I don't know.
So he was always a robot, but he could either be a wolf or a man.
You're ridiculous. You're not
so it's
even...
like Trinity Wolf. He's like three different things.
You're out of your mind.
It's not a were.
He is aware
werewolf.
That he's a werewolf. He's a wolf.
Werewolf
he's like a wolf man, but his lower jaw was a robot.
So he's.
He had a robot eye.
But, I mean, were, were implies that you're two things. This is three things.
That's a good point. Well, no.
Your 14-year-old mind.
What does where imply even?
Did you ever play
Dungeons
and Dragons?
Where it does imply because there's like a where pig is like a pig man.
Yeah. What does that even mean?
In ancient
means that you
British
can where have
folklore.
An etymology?
Yeah. Don't make me wiki it.
I would like you to wiki it.
Well, I'll go back and tell my 12-year-old self that I'm using the word where wrong in my, otherwise flawless.
You're going to be sad. You're going to be really
also,
sad.
Also, just give up.
Give up now.
Or don't.
Still can.
I wouldn't say give up, but just don't think you're going to start.
Yeah, don't try.
So who had a better name?
Terminator, I think.
Terminator, I think better.
It's
RoboCop's
close, though.
So sweet, though.
It's close.
RoboCop's
51-49.
Yeah.
Okay. Who had a least horrible part 3?
Wow.
They were both horrible.
Well.
Which was the least horrible?
I'll go RoboCop because it was so bad that you laughed through it. Like, just like everybody was killed. Like, all they did was just kill everybody. Shitty.
Is Weller even in RoboCop 3?
No.
He's not. He's not. I don't think he's even in RoboCop.
No. Who was in RoboCop 3?
I think they
got super hot chick who kind of made up for it.
I think
it.
They got Fred Gwynne to play RoboCop.
RoboCop. They got Ed Harris.
RoboCop. No, I'm thinking of Terminator 3 had the hot chick in it. Yes. Yeah, Ed Harris. Yeah. I thought he was Ed Harris. He looks like Ed Harris to me.
Could be.
He thought... He was I didn't Ed think Harris he was the same Viggo guy. Mortensen.
No, I said he. I said he looked like him.
Who was
Peter Weller?
Peter
Weller.
Yeah, Paul Weller replacement.
I've lost.
Oh, have you seen the replacements?
Paul Weller. Oh, I was thinking Paul Westerberger.
I'll tell you this much. I remember
Westerberger.
Burgermeister.
Paul Weller.
I'm RoboMeister.
In the jam.
Wow.
When I was a boy,
Alex Chilton was in the Big Star. He's dead.
I wonder if they knew each other.
Man.
Coincidence?
So let's go back in time to when I was Brad a teenager was 12. Hanging out 13. At the Cool Springs Galleria Mall.
Ooh.
Walking around.
What was it like then? Was it the
you
same?
You could smoke in the mall.
Ooh,
you still can.
It's the only difference.
If you're bad enough.
And I got pulled aside to do, you know, the people who stand by the escalators, the clipboards, like, hey, would you like to introduce
the survey people?
The survey people.
No, I don't know that.
I got pulled into, well, it's like what you said. And I got
was
pulled
a survey
up.
Terminator or RoboCop?
No.
That'd be the best.
They were, what is the word, when they're like test marketing something. Mm. Like yes. They made me watch clips of RoboCop 3 before it had come out and then asked me what I thought about it. So I was part of the horrible, bastardized, most awful part
of... They probably edited it based on what you said to do.
I to this day, it probably was a great movie.
It's probably, and I was like, it's probably the Ben-Hur of our time.
I think RoboCop needs more jetpacks, probably. And how about some samurai swords? It was fucking horrible. And it's everything that's wrong with the movies in America is the whole focus group concept of like, hey, let's take some art. Hey, we're going to make some food. Let's just yell out the window at people walking by and see what ingredients they like. I like pie. We'll throw pie in the
let's
soup.
Take this piece of art and ask some assholes what they think of it.
Who are at the mall right now.
Right. Yeah. They value my opinion. Forgetting that 3 seconds ago I was just grabbed off the street with no credentials. No one
and
asked
you
me.
You were just sitting in the mall smoking.
I was like, Hey, look at this kid with a crustache and a cigarette in a green army jacket with 20 pins on it.
Did you have the don't panic pin?
No. I had the pin that had like nosy little fucker written on it very tiny. Wow. So that you had to get up close. And then you learned your lesson.
You're so
you were
clever.
Fucking with the wrong button.
You're so clever.
Yeah.
You just got served.
So yeah, you got.
Now you need glasses.
Yeah.
You just strained your eyeball.
All right.
Here we go. Next question.
Better TV versions. There was a RoboCop TV series for
a cartoon?
I'm pretty sure. There was a cartoon, which is going to come up later. There was a cartoon RoboCop.
God.
Thank God.
And don't jump the shit.
I've seen advertisements for the Sarah Connor Chronicles. I don't know. Is that out?
It happened a while.
I don't know. You'd have to ask
maybe
Corey.
0.3 yet. Episodes.
And I'm not even 100% sure if I just imagined the RoboCop TV series, but...
No, I think there was a RoboCop.
I really don't. I feel like I should ask, but I don't
know. Live action.
It's up to you, Sean. Which was better?
I don't care.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good. Get that.
Very good. This is the main question everybody wants to know.
Crap.
Who would win in a fight?
Oh.
Toe-to-toe.
No.
RoboCop.
How dare you?
RoboCop.
How dare you?
With a shotgun. We'll give Terminator a shotgun and all his skin.
This is the scary part.
Yeah?
They both were pretty much killed by regular-ass people.
That's true. Ooh. But
they were both killed by the ingenuity of
regular human beings.
So who is more ingenuitive?
Well, I mean, all that aside, and I'm talking about the T-800, the Arnold Schwarzenegger versus
RoboCop
1. No jetpack.
No.
Actually, you know what? Fuck it. RoboCop. Okay, they both did jetpacks just because... I'm never gonna say no to a jetpack. All right.
It's so hard.
But can they choose flaming swords as a weapon, even though it wasn't in any of the movies?
Could he had a +2 gun? Because that way,
it's impossible.
Robo piercing bullets. Now, RoboCop will get shot with machine guns, and it's just ping, 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 flying
That's
off.
That's true.
Of him. Terminators, they get mowed down.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. Yeah.
They lose their skin, but that doesn't really affect them.
Well, in Salvation, they were just like blowing them away and shit, you know?
Yeah. I didn't see
although
that
they maybe have had super future.
It's the future.
Yeah.
Who'd win in a fight? Who'd win a fight?
I think RoboCop. I don't know. I don't know.
Why is it so hard?
Who wins?
It would be awesome to look at, though.
Imagine if they fought.
If you're like.
I think the Terminator would
General
win because
you're coming to me.
I feel like RoboCop was more apathetic.
Oh man!
Like he was just like he'd get to a point and be like, you know what? I'm gonna go have a drink. You know? Terminator. Just,
I miss my kids. Oh.
I think Terminator didn't have feelings or anything.
That's true.
But
RoboCop was like, yeah, he's got me. I'm just gonna lie down and take it.
I think RoboCop would win.
Really?
Oh, I
think RoboCop would use his humanity to his advantage.
I think that's his disadvantage.
Well, wow. I mean, but like Sean said, humans killed Terminator.
Yeah, but...
And RoboCop, he's got a gun
RoboCop's
in his leg.
A human who's a robot.
He's got...
He's a robot human.
Although...
But Terminator's a robot that's a human.
Whoa! That's so hard!
I'm a human and a robot. I'm a robot and a human. You got your peanut butter in my robot. You got your chocolate on my human.
Hey, that's not my left...
Where's your hand? Between two servos. Those aren't servos. All right. So I said,
you don't know what a Tom Servo?
I know what a Tom Servo is.
Two Tom Servos.
You got servoed. Mark says Terminator. I say RoboCop. Sean.
Deal breaker.
God.
Think about it, man.
It's so bad.
Just
can
do
you
this.
See Terminator standing over a dead RoboCop?
Just do this. Just in your mind, picture them fighting.
Picture,
and just
okay.
Let your mind.
It's pretty sweet. Take all the time you need.
Well, that's too many explosions.
They'll be on the edge of a volcano, probably.
I think Terminator might
win.
I honestly think. I even though I like RoboCop better.
Why do you like RoboCop better?
All right.
It's just like
that's weird.
It's a weird thing to like. He's got kids.
RoboCop's great until you have Terminator next to him, and then
he's got feelings.
He does. He has kids. He's got a human brain, partially a face.
He's more tortured.
Yes, he's more tortured, obviously.
T2 Terminator's a little more interesting because somehow he became...
programmed to love.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
well,
he gained love in the second one.
That was,
all right,
yeah.
Next question.
Yeah.
Who had better robot sounds besides Mark and his wonderful single? Boop, 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 boop. There's and a subtle difference between RoboCop, who's... and Terminator when he's fleshless. Mm-hmm.
Is there?
There's a difference.
Is there Vanilla Ice?
There's a difference. Well,
there's no difference to the untrained ear.
It's you probably can't hear it because you're not a musician.
I think RoboCop has more analog sounds, and Terminator is more truly digital. 32-bit.
It's a warmer sound.
You could convert Terminator sounds into an AAIF file with 32-bit.
I don't know. Terminator's more menacing. Coming.
That's true.
And he's going, oh, shit.
And he crushes a skull. I mean, when did RoboCop ever crush a skull?
Everything RoboCop does makes a noise, though. Like when he turns his... When he's like putting his keys in the car.
Yeah, it's too much.
That's pretty...
There's too much. I like
that's
a little
Terminator.
Tough one.
Terminator?
I like a little stealth.
What do you like?
Cyborg.
What do you like?
Terminator.
Terminator?
Yeah.
You like Terminator. Just like Terminator.
I wonder if he makes sounds when he has flesh on. You just can't hear it. So I'm like muffled through the... It's like maybe the dogs can hear it, and that's why they bark at him. So. All right. I guess Terminator won that one. I don't know, really, personally. So. Who had a bleaker vision of the future?
Oh, well, Terminator did.
Terminator.
RoboCop, there's still a Detroit.
So. We're not going to say anything funnier than that the whole podcast.
Yeah,
so.
That's a good point.
Yeah, that wins.
That. Let's just stop there.
All right. Okay. Who would last longer in a fight against Swamp Thing?
So you're saying Swamp Thing could beat both of them?
I'm saying Swamp Thing could easily beat both of them.
I disagree.
But one of them would really? Maybe last 10 seconds, and one would maybe last a minute.
Why is Swamp Thing more powerful than those
Swamp
guys?
Swamp Thing?
Yeah.
He's a swamp thing.
He
talking about Alan
Moore. He does
Morse.
Have the advantage of moisture.
Well, take the moisture away. Okay. What does he have?
I'm talking about Alan Moore swamp thing who could do a lot. Maybe you're thinking of like
some creature from lesser, the Black Lagoon or something.
Lesser Swamp Thing. Swamp Thing could
of the
he could create himself out John of Carpenter anything. Movie, like Swamp like
thing? I'm thinking of Lake Palisades.
Wait, did John Carpenter
Swamp Thing could turn into a, as big as a tree? He could he could wrap him up. He can he
Lake
travels
Placid?
Through the
it's a knockoff
through
that.
The green and he can create himself Castles out of Park. Anything anywhere. He's Swamp Thing would win, but who?
I don't think he would.
I think you have to argue.
That's not even no. That's not even on the table. A Swamp Thing would beat both of them. He could.
Could Swamp Thing beat Silver Surfer?
Whoa! Let's save that for another day, buddy. Save it for another day. Today we're talking about Swamp Thing and how long it would take him. If Swamp Thing was fighting Terminator, he'd have some roots come up out of the ground, weave through them, rip them into pieces. Done. Right? Okay. Swamp Thing's fighting RoboCop. There's a little bit of humanity there. He's
Swamp Thing. Swamp Thing. You're making the assumption that Terminator and RoboCop are going to stand there and let Swamp Thing just attack them.
Then what are they going to do?
Terminator has this eye that can enemy.
Shoot
he goes, no, he's like he can detect an enemy and go okay that is moving.
Swamp Thing can make himself into 50 Swamp Things if he wanted to.
Well, then they'd be small.
No, he could make them.
I think you're making the Swamp Thing up.
Wow.
I may be a little too old for this podcast.
Alan Moore. Look, all right. Let's just assume.
You're too old for a discussion about things that happened 30 years ago.
Let's just assume that the guy who has 14 Swamp Thing graphic novels and every comic knows that Swamp Thing.
I don't know anything about Swamp
is
Thing.
Is pretty badass.
Is that the same thing as Toxic Avenger?
Swamp Thing is like.
Toxic Avenger is awesome.
That actually, ooh, we have like
Swamp Thing versus
five of those
oh,
in our queue.
No Tiki and no washing. Love that.
Which is more racist?
I love, oh, man, Toxic Avenger.
He's got a tutu on.
They have a montage, and he's got a orange road cone on his head, and he takes it off. And
he's like,
hello, my baby. Hello.
I remember watching that probably 30 times in a row in high school, just dying.
Is that what you're thinking of? You thinking
no, no.
about the
I know,
Swamp
I know
Thing
Swamp,
movie?
No, I know who
you're
Swamp
thinking
Thing.
Of the
God, I wish I was Toxic Avenger. He had sex with a hot blind girl, super hot blind
so
girl.
So did Thing.
Yeah, it's sort of like that. She's out of my league. The original.
I gotta do that. Yeah, it's, she's out of my league. Based on
I refuse
Avenger.
To answer this question based on its lunacy.
It is not it's Swamp.
I'm out,
dude.
I'm out of that question.
You're crazy.
Swamp Thing.
You're the crazy one.
Fuck it. All right, I'll decide it since you guys are just ignorant.
So I guess
truth. I would say RoboCop would last longer, but just because Swamp Thing would take a minute to like talk to him or something.
Hey, buddy, what's up?
Because Swamp Thing, he just like if you've got like a dump truck or some caterpillar equipment, like a mustache
bobcat.
Or a bobcat, Swamp Thing will make like the ground open up and swallow you into the swamp. You're done. A fucking Terminator. Forget it. He'd knock him out with a tree. He'd turn. He'd grow a tree around him. Throw him in an ass. He's fucking retarded. RoboCop. He'd be like, I'm tortured. And Swamp Thing himself is sort of. Yeah, fuck it. All right, we'll move on to the next question. Who made more money? That's all you care about, Mark.
That's right. Terminator made a lot more money.
You're probably right. That's not even a good question. So. That's not up for
especially
debate.
Especially if Terminator 2 is counted, because Terminator 2
so
made
it was
a
$1 billion. Yeah.
Okay.
It had like the biggest opening weekend when it came out.
Yeah.
It did do pretty good.
Like behind Jurassic Park or something.
Until
which
Titanic
one?
And then
we, Mark. Marks.
Yes.
Do you love black people?
Of course.
Sean, do you love black people?
Yeah.
I love black people. We'll all agree that black people are good, right?
Yeah.
Well, so, I love them, but I'm not going to go on a limb and say they're good or anything.
Well...
Okay,
I know they're not, but
for the bit,
for the bit.
Thank goodness no black people are listening to this.
Who had more black people?
Oh, RoboCop.
In the movies.
Well, there's the...
Well, there was the guy in RoboCop
the captain
2.
In RoboCop.
You already said Detroit.
Terminator.
Wasn't it?
So,
that's a good point.
Terminator 2 had the black guy who built
Skynet.
That's one black guy.
I don't think the black
people... And his kid, that's two.
And his
black
wife.
People aren't claiming him, though. I mean, he's
I'm
too
talking
honky.
About people who had, like, you know... Well, and...
A black scientist,
RoboCop,
he's not black.
Well, in Terminator, in Judgment, when they
Tiger
had all those
Woods
people get blown up, they were black for a minute, you know, and then they got blown away.
In the process
okay,
of being...
let's just say people who had a line in the movie. Now, in RoboCop, the... Police,
captain.
Police chief, or... Yeah, police captain
Terminator.
Was black.
Captain. Are you sure he wasn't a chief?
Damn it, RoboCop! I'm so angry.
I need his
Chief
status.
Is a tribal
right away.
Term, so probably.
there were other, there were also other black people in the, they didn't have lines, but yeah, there were other black people in
there's a lot
the
of,
locker room while the yeah, women
background
were
black. Okay. Background black people.
Background black.
Topless
count.
Women in RoboCop. I don't know if I he think mentioned that.
I think Terminator had, if you count the wife, didn't dude's wife come home?
In the first one?
In the second one, whenever they went to his house to kill him and his kid came
there
out.
There was no boob.
There was no chick.
No.
The black guy had a wife, didn't he?
Yeah, but she wasn't naked or anything.
Well, but she's black. She doesn't have to be naked to be black.
Oh. Really?
That's a message for all you kids out there, okay?
They're all pink on the inside.
Yeah.
What are we talking about again?
I don't know.
Who could kick a dog farther? If we're on a football field,
okay.
RoboCop stand next to Terminator.
Well, I think RoboCop, because he has
equal
more practice.
Equal size Cocker Spaniel in front of both of them. Who could... Really, think, RoboCop?
Yeah, because he would kick it soccer style.
RoboCop doesn't seem very agile. He's kind of got that... Exactly. He's got
you
that,
guys are
going to
fight me on everything, aren't
he's
you?
Got that... Well, I mean, that's the point of this, man.
Oh.
To figure things out.
We just got to talk it out.
Look, well, I mean, I'm willing to hear your argument.
Here's my argument. RoboCop has more experience. That's something he would do on a regular basis. Terminator would only kick a dog out of necessity, so...
Terminator seems more flexible.
Yeah.
Like really, he got, does he? They both seem pretty stiff. From the waist down.
Uh-oh.
Woody kick it
down? Terminator would probably, with less, you know, grief or what, he would probably, yeah, I'll kick it. I don't care. Kick it.
He doesn't see it as a dog. He just sees it as something in his way. It.
Yeah, he wouldn't even care.
RoboCop has these feelings we've been hearing about.
This is a complication of the question.
I think Terminator would kick him farther.
Okay, so if they're kicking dogs, maybe they're strong enough that the dog just sort of explodes. Like, the dog doesn't even
I think you
get
can,
any distance.
They're both depends got computer how you brains. They can calculate just the right amount to kick it without splitting it in half.
They can do all that, but Swamp Thing can still build a tree
Swamp
around
thing
them.
Could fuck you. He can build a fucking... He can take the whole...
Whatever.
Look, okay. He could take the flora living... The flora, sorry, flora. The flora in your guts and explode you. He did that in the comic. He killed a guy from...
Oh, just because it's in a book. It's real.
Well, it's not as real as a RoboCop movie, but it's right up there.
Detroit. What a horrible place.
This is... Tell me if you can guess which question Sean came up with. Who had a better director?
I came up with that
you
one.
You did it. You did it. Sean guessed
well,
better.
There's the great Paul Verhoeven, who directed not only RoboCop, but also Total Recall and
Ooh.
Starship Troopers
Ooh.
And Showgirls.
Wait.
And, yeah.
Really?
Yep. And
we're going to go see Starship Troopers this weekend. Ooh, you should come with us.
It's at the Belcourt?
It is at the Belcourt.
Midnight
and
movie tomorrow
gonna
night.
There's going to be Neil Patrick Harris's. And
not
celebrities
live,
no
in person.
Oh, like simulcast,
just on the movie.
No,
they're going to be inside of the film.
It's going to be in the movie along
caught,
with giant bugs.
They're caught on little. It's acid. It's made out
film.
Of plastic.
Just on film.
They put light through it, and then
does he need to be there for you to show up? Because then he's going to be there.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
When is it? Tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night at midnight.
I love that movie.
It's a good fucking
it's
movie.
Really I awesome. Love it.
That they have all this space technology, but they still have to land on the ground and hand-to-hand fight the fucking bugs.
And James Cameron directed
sorry.
Terminator,
mm-hmm.
Terminator 2,
Avatar.
Aliens, The Abyss, Titanic.
Did you say Aliens or did you say...
Alien.
Oh,
okay.
No, Aliens.
No, Aliens, not okay. Alien.
There's Avatar. I think...
Titanic.
Titanic's so shitty that it makes me...
Boy. It's no
it.
Showgirls.
It's not. Never well, the thing I wonder with Showgirls, when you watch Showgirls, you wonder if it's not the same thing as RoboCop, where he's like, "This is gonna be a silly movie.
Right.
I'm gonna go ahead and make a
Let's
silly
go
movie.
Let's go ahead and be silly."
Yeah, I think everybody knew that, but Elizabeth Berkley.
She still doesn't know, so don't say it.
I hope she's not listening.
Who is a better director? Huh?
She doesn't have a computer.
James Cameron's a better director. I mean,
okay.
What
I'm
define better?
Well,
better making big.
Who made more movies that you like? Yeah, because there's a lot of stuff. James, I don't know. Aliens was fucking sweet.
Aliens is so awesome.
But goddamn,
Terminator.
Titanic. Well, and the Titanic wasn't even bad. It was just so.
I didn't watch it.
Pretentious.
I just didn't want to watch it. I was like, you know what?
It's one of those things that you have
it's,
to hate. Just to
I you shouldn't.
I don't want to see this.
The thing I was talking to somebody about it at work, and I don't even remember who it was, and. It was a girl.
Girl, yeah.
And sweet. she was like, "No, Titanic's good."
Oh, she
I was
likes.
Like, "Well, I mean, the part where the boat sinks is exciting.
Right. But
the, all the part before that, she was like, yeah.
It's stupid.
She's like, no, I don't think you think it's a good movie. I think you think it's exciting when the boat sinks.
Right. If I want to see a boat sink, I'm going to watch Poseidon Adventure with Ernest Borgnine.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ernie Borg. That's what we call
Borgy. Him. I'm going to watch One Crazy Summer.
That's awesome. See you later.
RoboCop versus
Friday the 13th.
RoboCop versus Terminator.
I watched Gilligan versus
James Cameron's Lowcomb. Better. That's all I'm saying.
James Cameron, I'm going to agree. James Cameron's better.
He's better.
I'll agree with you guys, just so we all agree.
I think Paul Verhoeven as a person, if you listen to him talk, he's so charming and Swedish and adorable.
That, if that's a factor, then Cameron loses because he's a cunt.
What an a-hole.
I've never had a problem with him.
And
he's always been nice to me.
He made a movie about how awesome the environment is, but then then he also spent $500 million
$500 million
and made $1 billion. And what has he given to the environment? I don't think he's
unobtainium.
Unobtainium. That should disqualify him. I forgot about that.
Okay,
unobtainium.
Okay, next question. We got to move on.
Go take a flying fuck at a rolling donut.
We got 15 minutes for
RoboCop
this.
Take a
Terminator.
Flying fuck at the moon. That's what I say.
Which one was better at overcoming their programming?
Whoa.
I don't know what that means.
Now, they're both,
I only speak
they were
bocce.
Both programmed.
Bocce?
To do
Did
a
you
job.
Say bocce?
And RoboCop.
RoboCop is.
RoboCop 3, he had the nanobots in him that were making him be evil.
Yeah.
And he was like, "Get away! I don't want to hurt you." That's Terminator. RoboCop. Was it RoboCop 1 or 2 where he had all those extra programs put in him, and then he shocked himself? He grabbed the.
I think it's RoboCop 2.
RoboCop 2, and he wiped his memory.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that. You're thinking Butterfly Effect.
Oh, I wish. Ashton Kutcher's finest hour.
Overcoming their programming.
I feel like
I don't think Terminator really overcame his programming.
Well, he kind of tried to.
Well,
I think he was manipulated.
I don't think RoboCop.
Which is more of a feat because he is a heartless robot. Now, RoboCop is a human being struggling against his robot components, his computer.
I feel like RoboCop's programming was just copping. Like, he was just going out there policing.
No, well, you remember
and
RoboCop.
And even at the end of RoboCop, like, he has to wait until
he gets
the guy
fired
gets fired
before he can shoot
him.
Well, yeah, but in the other one, when he's like, he's got so many directives that he can't do anything, he snaps himself
to
come over it, which I think is a little bit bigger.
Sounds like these questions are skewed to the RoboCop favor.
Look,
who wrote these RoboCop fans?
You're skewing them. Look,
you're skewing them.
Robo all right. fans.
All right,
must be some members of OCP over on that side of the what?
Well, we'll see what he has to say about RoboCop after this question. All right, who would you rather be? Who would you rather be? Hey, Sean Parrott.
Yeah.
Who would you rather be?
RoboCop
or Terminator?
Terminator.
What?
The RoboCop's so sad. Terminator, I don't feel like Terminator.
You would be a robot.
He cries, but.
There'd be no humanity in you.
I don't like feeling.
That's true.
It's awful.
All right, Mark.
I'd rather be Swamp Thing.
You know what? You fucking would rather be Swamp Thing.
I would like.
You wish you were fucking.
I would
Swamp
disintegrate
Thing.
Somebody's molecules from their bile.
He did that. He's like, there's little microscopic.
You just made up something.
No, that's what he does. He knows. He reads it. He's trying to be a smart aleck. He knows.
I've read them all.
It. Really?
Yeah. Oh yeah. That's probably my favorite graphic novel.
Wow.
He turned a dozen roses into. He turned
yes or no?
This guy was carrying a dozen roses. And Swamp Thing made the dozen roses come to life and wrap around him and kill him with thorns.
And he made my brown eyes blue. So I'm always grateful for that.
Wow.
Swamp Thing.
You make my bile zing.
You know what? I don't hear an answer. Are you RoboCop?
No, I'm Terminator. Because that would just be cool.
It'd be cool to be
RoboCop
Terminator.
Never time traveled.
Don't even get started on the
look
impossible.
How man, how sexy does Terminator look naked? Man, he's just boom built.
All right.
Muscles.
Ah, that's a tough one because I feel like part of, you know, let's say that Mark, you're out fighting crime
as usual,
and some drug gangsters get you.
Yeah,
and they shoot your arms and legs off, and then
no.
Then they put you in a robot body, and we got a RoboMark, and it's like, oh boy. you're still in there somewhere. Yeah. So, you know, and your wife, who you're going on a date with, comes to see you.
Yeah.
And like touches your face, and you're like, "This is not me." And you know,
yeah, it's kind of like Johnny, get your gun.
Sort of sad. Whereas over here, Sean,
I don't want to feel that.
The Seaninator.
So you'd rather be sad,
just covered in skin. I mean, but there'd still be you there, though. You know.
So maybe I don't like me.
Oh, Mark.
Mark, we like you.
We like you, buddy.
I want to be a Dominator.
No.
RoboCop. RoboCop.
Okay, Terminator.
I
want to
be a Dominator.
All right.
That's
who had better toys? Oh, boy. That's pretty
I think you're going to have to cover
it's
that.
It's pretty even down the middle, I got to say.
Yeah, that's what
because
I was
Because they're
thinking.
Made by the same company. Okay, doesn't matter.
Well, here, let me think about that one real quick. Okay. Let me look at all the Terminator and RoboCop toys I've owned and compare them one by... Okay.
Oh, they're so cool! Because the Terminator ones...
Okay, there's a Swamp Thing toy.
Terminator, you know how those toys have the light?
I'm sure there are.
There are a ton of Swamp Thing toys. Don't, guys, look.
I want to get some Swamp Thing rubbers.
What are you drinking? What are you drinking? Coffee?
Yes.
Guess what Swamp Thing could do with that?
He could...
Fucking kill you with it. That's what he could do.
He could turn it into a tsunami.
He could make it explode in your face. Then, really? Then what would you do? Yes,
just because it was
because
made
it's
out
made
of
plant. He is
Kit.
The
Can he
earth
turn
elemental.
Your pants?
He's like a god. He's like got
he's like,
all the
he's like plant. Avatar, The Last Airbender.
Sorta.
Can he turn my cotton pants into?
Can he play?
The reason I bring up the toys,
really tight cotton pants,
is can he because play in the Willow cartoon, guitar? In the cartoon, and in the toy line, there was a female RoboCop. And she was like this purple.
Yeah, yeah. Let's talk about
RoboCop. And she was a girl.
Did she have?
She had robot boobs.
Yeah, yeah.
And
tell me more.
In Terminator 3, there was a very, very sexy, sensual Terminator from the future.
Yes.
Now, of the two, which would you rather bang? Would you rather bang the cyborg RoboCop? Cop? Or
I don't think liquid metal robot. I feel like the cyborg cop would not try to murder me.
Part
if I
three
tried that.
Was like an internal endoskeleton covered in liquid metal, so it was sort of like the first and the second one kind of fused together. But it was a chick,
and
she had weapons, which was just gay, and it totally goes against the whole point of the first two fucking movies. Anyway, she was still pretty hot, but like Sean said, she's pretty murdery.
Yeah, she might kill you, but if you're
but who would you rather bang? Who would you rather bang? Her?
I would.
She's pretty hot.
Well, the Terminator 3 girl is a lot more attractive.
But
yeah, we'll go with her. What was her name?
I guess I was about to say, I don't know.
Is she in anything else? Pretty.
She is in something else, and I can't think of it.
Should we IMDb her?
She's just hot. You should IMDb her because she's so fucking hot. Okay. Yeah. Who would you rather bang? All right. Who would you rather date?
Oh.
Who would you rather date?
So
well, here.
There's a difference. Ask Mark.
Because
you're going on a date.
He's going on a date. Man,
I would rather date the Terminator chick because she's more free time. Robo chick has to work a shift every once in a while.
Oh man, but night that's shift. Good. That's wow. good. Then she's not. If Terminator had all her free time, she'd want you to fucking fill it up.
Yeah,
but if she has her
when
own
when you're in
job,
love, Brad, that's what you do. You
look,
spend as much.
No, you want a woman who's
what?
Who's out there? You know, who's equal to you? She can have a job. She can be a fucking. How much time does terminating take? You get one fucking
depends
guy.
If you're fighting the Swamp Thing. I don't know.
You know what? You're not. Gonna
I don't want to date any of them.
No,
I just want to be left alone with basketball.
I would rather bang. I'd rather bang the Terminator and date the RoboCop.
Okay, that's beautiful.
Behind the Terminators,
oh,
behind
dude,
the RoboCop,
I'd have a hot three way. Oh, fuck yeah! Who had better robot vision? And by that I mean, well, when you're looking through their point of view.
Well, I mean, Terminator knew not to kill Axl Rose, so or did he know to kill Axl Rose?
He had a decibel overload, if I recall correctly.
I
video.
Yeah.
But RoboCop, he'd look at something and all his directives would come up and things like that. Terminator, he'd look at stuff and have north, south, east, and west, what things he should say.
I don't know.
The only real difference was Terminator's, everything was red.
I feel like RoboCop, Terminator's looked a lot cooler.
Terminator's
red.
Looked cooler and he had night vision because he mentions that in the second one. Like, can you see anything?
I see everything.
Oh, wasn't he in the garage looking out when he said that?
And he may have been.
Probably. He was on the outside looking in. RoboCop.
Yeah,
he at in RoboCop the film,
the motion picture.
Yeah,
not the cartoon.
No, he had to calibrate. I feel like Terminator's is more solid.
Real time,
like RoboCop.
But I hear a lot of people don't know RoboCop had a Twitter app built in.
Wow.
So he could live, cool. He would live tweet from the crime scene.
Scrolling tweet.
Thinking about my wife and kid.
That gets back to what we were talking about last time, how like the cutting edge technology of RoboCop is shittier than Mark's phone is now. So we thinking, I don't know, I guess RoboCop had color vision. Terminator had red vision. What do
I guess
say?
It depends what you're looking at.
Red vision's pretty awesome.
Red vision's pretty menacing. I think that red would get old if he was basically being colorblind, though. If you
could he even right. see colors? I mean, that's why they did it in red.
All right, which one will happen? Which one will happen in real life first?
RoboCop.
RoboCop.
We're close. We're pretty close to that right now.
To a cyborg.
We're close to a cyborg.
I think closer than a full robot covered in flesh. Although I don't know.
No, we're cyborg. Is
Let's leave the flesh out of it.
Let's talk to the Japanese, man.
Well, we already have kind of my Lee Majors. Hands, we got Lee Majors. We already have robots, but we have killing robots in the army. We have those drones and those tank busting things and stuff. Yeah. So I guess
I don't know.
I don't know. Is there cyborg technology or
there's myoelectric arms and things, or not myoelectric. There's a like people have those little robot hands. When they lose a hand, they can
It's called a prosthetic.
Yeah, but they have those that like hook up to.
I didn't know they had robo hands.
They're not as good as.
They can just like, and you can maybe control one.
Yeah.
Oh.
But I think that
how does that work?
Still,
a cyborg cop.
Yeah.
Will probably happen before a robot humanoid shaped
killing machine.
Killing machine. Although you know, if you're a cop and you lose an arm, you're fired. You know,
they're not going to give you
a robot arm and send you back on the street.
You get paid pretty well. You want to happen.
You get a desk job, like in.
I hope I get my arm blown off.
What was that Samuel L. Jackson where he killed everybody? Time to Kill. Yes. And then the guy is shot in the leg. He's like, I perform many duties, and he's like, because he doesn't get to go on the street anymore. But if you had a robot leg. Who is better than Iron Man? And
neither.
It can't be both, and it can't be neither. One of them's better, and one of them isn't.
No. Really?
The answer is Terminator. We're moving on. Who had a bigger...
How do you even know that?
I just know it.
Iron Man is so cool.
Iron Man is cool. That's not...
Iron Man can make a cell phone call from...
He can, from the bottom of a jet.
Yeah. From flying around.
I got a show for us. Iron Man versus Swamp Thing. That's what'll come up.
Well, I mean, Swamp Thing can beat everything but Silver Surfer.
But Iron Man... That's your argument. Who had a bigger dick? Who had a bigger dick? Terminator or RoboCop?
I don't know, man.
Did RoboCop even have a dick anymore?
No. He was like a Ken doll down there.
You think so?
Yeah, I think he's right.
I think they had to remove that.
I don't know.
Terminator,
he was anatomically,
I think, has a dick because when he's walking around,
everybody's
looking at
him. He had a butt.
And their women
are excited. The women are excited.
Their temperature rises. Yeah. Their heat goes
like,
up on their
thermal
scans.
Whoa, look at
the
dick on that naked guy.
So if he has any dick, I guess it's a bigger dick.
Yeah, that's a good point.
All right.
RoboCop.
Thank God we got that cleared up.
One of them is a bigger dick?
Oh, man.
Now, the Terminator is an evil robot sent back in time to kill and destroy humanity, but RoboCop is a cop.
Mm-hmm. So
who's a bigger dick?
Probably RoboCop.
He's a
Pulling people over that don't need to be pulled over.
He's probably a hero.
You were going 56 and a 55.
I don't know. He shoots guys in the cock.
He did shoot a guy in the cock.
He shoots guys right in the cock.
That's a dick move.
Yeah. No, but
that's
you can't do
nice.
That to a guy.
Yeah, that's...
I feel like Terminator, doesn't he stab somebody in the cock or something?
Doesn't he?
Probably.
He would.
I mean, he puts a guy's
face
on a
griddle. You're thinking director's cut.
I don't know.
I don't think he does.
Do you know the difference between the Terminator director's cut and
when
the Terminator?
Gets,
about 6.5 minutes.
When Terminator gets run over by the truck,
yeah,
and then the guy comes out to see if he's okay, Terminator comes, grabs him and kills him.
But we don't know
there was no reason for him to kill him. He could have just like walked past him. So,
but there's no reason to let him live either.
Well, I know. I'm just saying that, like, it was sort of a judgment call, and his judgment was to kill him. He's a dick.
Well, he's a Terminator. He is a Terminator. That's
yeah.
That's
he's not a reanimator. He doesn't go around bringing people
true.
To life. He goes around
man.
Terminating. Who would win, reanimator?
Do you know
or?
That my old man was a cop, so and awesome. That's why I hate cops so much? I think that you think I'm railing against society because I'm 13, but it's not.
I hate
cops. I know. I've known so many cops in my life, and they're all fucking assholes.
Hmm.
And I'm pretty sure
even Dan Whitehurst.
You answer that. No, honestly, you answer that to me right now. Honestly.
Honestly, he's not. He's nice.
All right.
Nice guy.
Now what if he pulled you over?
Who is a better...
I don't think he ever pulled anybody over. He's not that kind of cop.
Yeah, he'd get high with you.
He'd just go like this. He'd just wave you on.
Yeah.
Slow it down, partner.
Who had a better horrible actor?
Better horrible actor?
Because we were talking about this before. Like, we thought that maybe originally Terminator wasn't about a robot. They just saw Arnold Schwarzenegger move and talk. And they're like...
They knew they were going to make a movie with Arnold Schwarzenegger in it because he was big and huge.
Right.
Peter Weller is a fantastic actor. Have you seen Naked Lunch?
He's good in Naked Lunch.
He's fantastic.
You're right. He is.
Naked Lunch is a freak show. That still messes with my mind.
I always do a line of Coke before I watch it.
So. You have to. You have to.
I do a line of LSD.
Like some DVDs come with a t-shirt and it comes with a bag of Coke. And a big old dick.
Uh-oh. Terminator.
Yep. Final question.
Whoa.
Oh, wow.
Whoa.
Who was happier?
Neither of them. There was no happiness.
Well, happier? There has to be some amount of happiness.
I feel like Terminator's happier because like you see him hanging on the chain.
Yeah, he was happy to sacrifice himself.
He was happy. Man, he loved that little kid so much.
Yeah.
But he knows now why people cry.
Yeah.
But it's something he could never do.
I couldn't do it.
RoboCop, by the end of the third round, I don't even know how he felt. I didn't give a shit anymore.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, he's probably feeling fucking gay.
He probably feels
gay
off.
Means happy. I don't know.
He still hates.
He did get to fly around with a jetpack.
Yeah.
Head three and fight a samurai.
Maybe. So, that's a good point. I've never flown in a jetpack, but that sounds like it would make me really
happy.
You've
never used a jetpack?
I'm going to say RoboCop's happier because.
Not recently.
Because I think Mark is going to say Terminator's happier.
Oh, Terminator can't feel happy.
All right, then I'm going to say Terminator.
But RoboCrap is so sad.
Hey, what? Is Swamp Thing happy?
That's all. Oh, yeah, of course he's happy. He's loving life. He can destroy everything. Why wouldn't you be happy?
Yeah.
Swamp Thing.
How big is Swamp Thing's
dick? Let's just say that.
It's as big as he wants it to be.
Swamp Thing doesn't have sex with his dick. He has sex with these tubers that grow off of his back, and then the girl
eats
them. And they have like this acid trip together.
This is so weird.
That's how
does
he fuck.
Have? Are there swamp
Although
ladies?
Although he has a kid. He does fuck. He has a
so good.
He does have a kid, a little girl, and
what's her name?
She becomes a flesh elemental, like the way Swamp Thing can control plants and stuff. She can like turn flesh into things.
Whoa, that's crazy.
You asked.
I did.
Now you know.
How big is it? That's what I asked.
How big is his dick? As big as he wants it to be.
Wow.
Think about it. He could just make a big cucumber grow where his dick is and fuck
he can make
everybody.
A redwood forest tree.
He could fuck me and you.
You mean like a redwood?
He could fuck RoboCop.
Yeah. A redwood.
What are those trees in the redwood forest called?
Yeah, one of those.
I don't know.
Where's Grant's tomb?
Speeder bikes are crashing into his cock every left and right. You should watch it.
Yeah. I think I think Swamp Thing wins this round.
God.
So who wins?
Terminator versus Swamp. RoboCop? Swamp Thing.
All right, we figured
Gotta
it out.
Gotta be.
Well, you know what that means.
Have a birthday, Gary. You're wondering who I am.
Secret, secret, I got a secret.
Machine or man? Machines dehumanize.